Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Yes, yes, family, our faith is strong. I'm telling you, sometimes we have to have faith for the things that we have to endure. How's everyone doing this evening? And how are the children? This segment has been brought to you by Project 2019. They're underwriting our program, which is the Care to Read Room. We'd like to welcome you, mothers and fathers. Allow your children to come in. You know, we gave them a little homework. We asked them to read some traditional African heritage books, and we asked them to look into some of those stories and memorize them. Now, the reason why I asked the younger people to read those books, because this is our history, and we need to know about our history. And once again, I'd like to welcome you to another day for the African American History Month. It's coming to a close, ladies and gentlemen, but we can continue the force to make sure that African American history is taught throughout the year. I like to welcome those young people in. As you notice on the billboard, it's entitled Too Blessed to Be Stressed, meaning that you are not going to let things bother you. You are going to keep your heads clear. Young people, today everybody wants to get in your head, and they always want to give you something for your head. Don't let people give you stuff for their head, telling you, this will get your head right. Get your own head right, young people. And when your mind and your thoughts are stayed on God, you can't help but to have a clear thinking consciousness. And that's what we want you to do, to be clearly thinking in consciousness. And we didn't say somewhere off on a trip. Nowadays, young people don't know what to do with themselves. They just go out on a trip, and they hang out, and they think doing drugs is the thing to do because there's nothing else to do. Then mothers and fathers, we got to give them something to do. We got to make every young person accountable for being initiated. You have to put them into initiation classes because they have no business speaking if they have not been initiated by an elder. Do I see an elder in the room that will give me permission to speak? I have been initiated by Chief Metohochi Zanu. Kofi Wali has initiated me to speak. Now, I'm going to go and purify myself and get myself ready so we can start these libations off. And I want a young person to step up front and to guide me and assist me as I go and purify myself and begin the process of the ritual. You should be walking me through this, young people. Because I'm doing this on a day-to-day basis, it becomes second nature for you and your households. And if you're not in this room now, you need to lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. I'm calling on the Harvey family, too. And they know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to those twins that may be out there. And Michael Dreadlike Harvey, if you're out there in the audience, come on in and join us and be a part of this segment. Because here you can get some healthy education and some good guidance to help you get your head right. Now, I want to get your head on straight because you have to become conscious-minded, you have to become spiritual, and you have to. There's no two ways about it. You have to practice your traditions, and your traditions are from your heritage. Now, let's go over and purify ourselves, if you don't mind. And we've got our candles waiting for us. So we're going to go right over, and I'm going to purify myself. I've been given a nod to go ahead and speak. An elder in the audience said I can speak. And I'm purifying myself. And the purification is complete. I like to pour libations to my mother spirit, which is Yam and Jah, and I say Ashe. Ashe. I pour libation to my father's spirit and I say, Ashe. Ashe. I pour libation to the north and I say, Ashe. I pour libation to the south and I say, Ashe. I pour libation to the east and I say, Ashe. And finally, I pour libation to the west and I say, Ashe. Now, something I should have did first. Some of you in the audience should have noticed that the one thing I've taught you to do first is to pay homage to who first? To the creator. Oladulamare gets the first Ashe offering. Let's go back and correct that. We say Ashe to Oludulamare Akamare. The God of the universe is Oludulamare. Akamare is the God of the universe who created the whole universe, who has no affairs with you here. That's why he's giving you Oludulamare Ashe. Now I want to light a candle for my mother's spirit, and I want to say Ashe. I want to light a candle for my father's spirit and say Ashe. As we stand here on holy ground, I hope you have your shoes off. You're standing on holy ground. You have hollowed out this space to be set aside and being sanctified for the purpose of you coming into the realm of the unknown, the hidden one, Amen, the hidden one, the unknown. And when you come into the present, you have to ask God to make intercession for you for any uncleanness that may be about you. That's why you purify yourself. Now, I'd like to offer up a prayer for the family. And Father, it is my desire that the youth today will take up the mantle place, and they will take up the directions and run with it. That he that readeth it, let him run with it, for the time and the appointed time is now. Father, it's my desire that every young person finds a purpose, their purpose in life. And may they be about their father's business, and may they be eagerly ready to serve. And Father, as we pass the mantle to them, the baton to them, help us to guide and direct them in the path that they should go. And most of all, help us to give those young people the instructions they need. And Father, it is my desire that every household here at the sound of my voice is being blessed down to the thousandth generation. And all the curses that may be upon their family, I pray that they are broken. Upon the sound of my voice, we are breaking curses today, Father. We're breaking those curses for those that still love God. We're breaking those curses that think they're under the curse of Ham and up under the curse of Canaanite. We're breaking those curses today. And we're speaking life over their situation, and we're speaking much abundant over their situation. For those young people who are locked out of society, who don't feel a part of the greater scheme of things, who don't feel a part and connected to their friends, who feel like they don't have enough to merit enough, to those young people who are put out of school, who have been suspended and feel like they're isolated, where the devil can get to them. The devil is a liar. Take your hands off those children. They belong to God. Take your hands off of those children. And the devil is not the one that's doing it. It is that flesh inside of you that's creating these devils. You must understand there's no devil coming out of the sky or out of the ground. He's in you and I because we wear this flesh. So we kill the old man every day, and we beat down the flesh so it can't rise up against us. Young people, learn to do spiritual warfare and battle. When you go into spiritual warfare, kill the old man. Though it desires to have strange things and seek strange fruit, kill the flesh and beat it down. Don't give the flesh what it wants. Don't walk after the flesh, but walk after the spirit, because the spirit is eternal and it is permanent, whereas flesh and material is temporal. You want something permanent in life, young people. Step up to the plate. This is now the time to tap in, to get your instructions so you have proper instructions and know what to do with your life, because you can be royalty. You can be called to be kings and queens, even in your youth, just as David was called. All he had was a smooth stone, and he used that smooth stone to prove that he too could be called like a young man to fight the giant. So I say, come on, let's fight the giants together. We'll fight all the demons together. With your help, we can win this war, young people. We can win this war, and this war is not just your war. This war is family wars. This war is a war that is being fought in the spirit. You must understand, you gear up yourself in the spirit. because you are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places that exalt themselves against the word of God. So you must fill yourself up with the word of God and find all the promises in the book that he has left you and recite the promises back to God and remind him of the promises he's made and call him to it for him to watch over his words to perfect them. Young people, you have some promises in the Bible. Now get in the Bible and find those promises. You have some heritage that have been left for you. Get in the book and find out which heritage have been left for you. And we're not just talking to African American. We're talking to Gentiles, Jews, white, Caucasians alike. We've got to straighten things out. And we first must straighten things out with our young youth. And our young youth are ready to carry the mantle. We've been initiating them all year. We've been working on them, and we're going to continue to work on them. This is a lesson, young people. And know that I'm an instructor and a teacher, so therefore you're getting a lesson. And parents, be careful not to tell your child to turn their heads to a deaf ear to what I'm saying. Encourage them to have other mentors outside of yourself so that somebody can speak into their lives. And as we speak into their lives today, we ask God to approve them and to give them the authority to be initiated and let their parents put them into initiation classes so that they have the right to stand before the pulpit and possess a pulpit. We thank you, Father, and we bless you and we magnify you. And everyone says, amen, amen. Amen is a hidden one. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome you to this chat room. We have two guests in the chat room. Chat room number 6732, welcome to the chat room. Now, if you have anything that you would like to add to this session, you can just jot your little notes right down there in the chat room. We can see exactly what you're saying, and we can support what you're saying. And you can come into this room if you like and take the microphone. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome you. Our subject today is for the youth. And I want to slow it down a bit because sometimes we can get anxious when we come out of the talking cure. And everyone knows that we acknowledge ancestors in this room. And we want to acknowledge those ancestors because we didn't say anything about them today. We want to call out Sheikh S. Diaz. We want to call out Martin Luther King and Sweet Coretta King. We want them to come as a witness today. We also call the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We call out Louis Armstrong. We call out the name of Zora Neale Hurston. We call out the name of Nina Simone. And we ask them to allow us to stand on their shoulders that we may be able to look over into the promised land. Whereas Martin was not able to see into the promised land, give us the desire to yearn to be in the promised land and let Jerusalem come down here on this earth. And as we possess our land, we possess our land right here in our habitat on earth. We don't look to the sky for someone to come and catch us up in the sky, but we possess our habitat right here on earth, and we make heaven come here on earth. We're the microcosmic and the macrocosmetic. Whatsoever is above is below. Young people, you have to aspire to make the universe something that you explore. The universe is your instructions to explore, because as you know the universe, you learn yourself. Know thyself is the first preservation, is to learn about who you are. And the way you learn about who you learn about the macro universe, the micro universe, you learn about the cosmic, and the cosmic will tell you what are you made of, what are your intentions, and the universe will help you to guide yourself to becoming a better young man and young woman, because you have learned to master the universe and you learn respect for the universe, the oceans, the rivers, and the streams. And don't think that you are to harm any of God's creatures, because they're part of the universe too. Now, what we're teaching here today is to let you know, young people, you have some power, you have some authority, and you must possess the power and authority. You must possess that power and authority, and you must use the power and authority accordingly. Those who misuse power will have power taken away from them. Everyone cannot be an authoritarian of power. Some people do not know the benefit of power and how to use it. Now, we've been talking about impartiality. We've been talking about miseducation and racism. Now, when you are an authoritarian and you have power, you have no business usurping your authority over someone to use it to show biases. That means you have no respect for authority. You must learn respect for authority, young people. When you learn respect for authority, you delegate appropriately so that you are a fair taskmaster. I didn't say you weren't a hard taskmaster. You are a fair taskmaster. And you must first apply the rules to yourself. You must govern yourself by the very rules that you want to set out there for others to follow. So therefore, we judge ourselves a little bit harder, and we eat our own message first. So it's very important that young people get the understanding that every young person should have a path for their life. As I told you, to know yourself, that is the first thing that you do, is sit and suck with yourself and study yourself. Go internally to study the feelings that you have. And we all have feelings. And don't let anyone tell you that you shouldn't feel or you feel too much. You're supposed to have emotions. If you do not have emotions, then you're dead. And we are alive with energy and frequency and vibration. Let me tell you something about your vibration. Your vibration and energy allows you to call to you what it is you're putting out in the universe. If you are having a bad experience and you're not faring well, guess what? You must be sending out those negative energies to draw that to you, which is already in you. How do you stop that from happening? Then you start working on yourself and developing positive energy frequencies so that you'll send out positive energy frequencies to the universe. Mother Earth only gives you back what you put out. That is why you're cohabitating with the macro universe. When you begin to study the universe, you must be in harmony with the universe. If you're argumentative and you're fussy and always causing problems and a backbiter talking behind someone's back, the universe receives that too, and it gives you back what you put out. So it's very important that we must govern ourselves and measure ourselves by how the macro universe gives back to us. Mother Nature wants to give you everything. Mother Nature wants to walk with you. Mother Nature wants to carry you through your hard time. Mother Nature is seeking to assist you and open every door for you. When a window is closed, Mother Nature is right there to open up a door for you. You have to get in tune with Mother Nature so that Mother Nature opens up the opportunity for you to succeed. See, when God put you here on this earth, he didn't put you here on this earth just to subdue it. He put you here on this earth to have harmony with the universe and know experience so that he could know experience through you. Now, some of us are expressing a disharmony. Some of us are really expressing a disharmony. We're putting out energy frequencies that are foul. So therefore, foul things are coming back into our life. And we have got to get to a point where we are not allowing these things to happen to us. We are the first one to judge ourselves and to make the correction. Now, if you are not making the correction in your life and you're allowing these things to go hidden and are not addressing them, when God sees fit, he will chasten you. And when he's chasing you, we only ask for God to have mercy on you. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand that our children watch what we do. They watch what we do and not what we say, because a mouth will say anything. And they mimic us. So at all times, we've got to be good role models. We've got to be setting the right example for them. Because if we want them to step up to the plate and take the baton and become priests and priestesses and live in a royal priesthood, we have got to exemplify harmony and balance in the universe. Some of us have decided to destroy the universe, and now the universe is taking revenge on the earth. That's why we're seeing all the different types of weather and inconsistency. in the wind. Call Oye. Say Oye with me. Oye is the wind. You can speak to the wind. And you can tell the wind. Tell the wind to go back where it came. You can speak to the wind. You can send the wind to a different direction. But you have to know what the Africans teach. You can't just do this on your own. You have to take up a study and understand how the Africans took dominion over the wind called Oye and sent Oye across the land. Now, the Africans have their own creation story. That's why I told you to get into these books and start learning a little something about your African tradition and rituals. It is very important that you understand that Africans have the ability to break curses over their life. And what has happened to a lot of us is we've fallen prey to a lot of curses in our life, and we don't know how to break them and get out of them. We don't even identify them when we see them. Well, they're a generation of curses that go with families and that lurk around buildings and that are in our lineage that we have to learn to break. And as we stand here today, one of the curses I'm going to tell you that you can break the generation curses of poverty. And that's the one that we're going to work on as a unified economic group. We're going to break the curse of poverty, because we know it's nothing but a curse because our forefathers were once rich. And how is it that we can see ourselves as being poor now? It's because we're under the curse of the letter of the law. And we must understand that the letter of the law will kill it. But Jesus, oh Romola, he came to bring us grace and mercy, meaning that we're no longer under the letter of the law, and cursed be anything that hangeth on a tree. So Jesus became a curse, ladies and gentlemen. He became a curse to take all of our curses up under him. And if you believe that, you can't be addicted to drugs. If you believe that, you can't be addicted to alcohol. If you believe that, you can't serve anything. You can't be poor. And you can't have a lesser spirit because he took all of these curses unto him own. He became the ultimate sacrifice. So there's no way you could be cursed. Quit telling yourself you're cursed. Walk out the rituals and reverse the curse. And when you reverse the curse, you would then know that Jesus took the curse upon the cross. And he nailed it there. And when he nailed it there, that's where it will stay. You no longer have to walk in the form of a curse. Now, young people, I know your parents are telling you that you're just like your daddy, you're just like your father, and you're going to be like him. They're cursing you. Mothers, quit cursing your children. Quit speaking damnation over them. They have been redeemed. Now let the redeemed say so. We were redeemed and brought with the price. Jesus' death took unto himself all of the curses, and he nailed them on the cross. So if you're walking in a curse, it's because you want to and don't know any better. Now I'm teaching you good thoughts so you understand that you no longer have to be poor and walk in the presence of a curse. You no longer have to be hostile and believe that because you're crippled, you're disabled. You can walk beyond the disability and become a giant. Now, don't tell me about the grasshoppers out there when I know you're giants. And because you're giants, you must overcome those grasshoppers. You must understand it, grasshopper, that you can give, you can put dominion over those grasshoppers. And the giants out there are the ones you're fighting. And you come back and you say, but they're giants. But grasshoppers can get over the grain house, and they can take dominion over those giants. But you have to understand that you're not working in a curse anymore. So stop speaking damnation over yourself. Now, I'm going to take this bowl of water symbolically, and I ask you to do the same thing as you begin to, in your household, break the curse in your household. In your generation, this is a generational curse ritual that you can do on your own by taking a bowl of water and sprinkling salt in it. And then speaking to each room, let there be light, let there be love, let there be harmony. Let there be light, let there be love, let there be harmony. Let there be light, let there be love, let there be harmony. Let there be light, let there be love, let there be harmony. Or you could even customize your own words. There is no curse in my family, the curse has been broken. There is no curse in my family, the curse has been broken. There is no curse in my family, the curse has been broken. Turn to the left. There is no curse in my family, the curse has been broken. There is no curse in my family, the curse has been broken. Now, let me tell you a thing or two. I know that it's important to do this. There are curses in families of alcoholism. I know this. And if you are in agreement with that alcoholic in your family, and you are jointly, where one and two are gathered together and asking anything in God's name, it shall be done of them. That curse can be broken. And you have to understand, you have to speak it over the situation because your words are powerful. And once you speak it over the atmosphere, it's in the universe. Begin to watch for it work. It will work its way out, ladies and gentlemen, and you will see the power and salvation of God. Stand and see the power and salvation.